USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Biden administration has done the unthinkable, left Americans behind in a war zone. As the last American troops flew out of the Kabul airport, the Taliban, in brand new American uniforms, with brand new machine guns and brand new equipment, took over the Kabul airport. The damage from Hurricane Ida still has roughly 1 million people without power. With the sweltering temperatures, this only adds to the natural disaster. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards on NBC News.
That as the day goes on, we will have more deaths. We're going to be getting information throughout the day that I fully expect the confirmed death total to go up considerably.
South Korean lawmakers passed a bill Tuesday that will prevent Google and Apple from forcing software developers to use their payment systems for in-app purchases. The bill, which will become the first law of its kind after it's signed by President Moon Jae-in, will reduce Google and Apple's dominance over app developers and their access to commissions from the app sales. USA Radio News.
Millions of Americans are preparing for food shortages. No wonder, with increasing bizarre news headlines, water shortages, and the trucking crisis, we're seeing the early warning signs. Food shortages can happen overnight, catching you completely by surprise. That's why it makes good sense to secure some emergency food kits while you can. Emergency food that stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage, unlike grocery store food that goes bad fast. The company to trust is My Patriot Supply. We've served millions of American families in recent years. Our food kits give you over 2,000 calories a day, which is what your body needs under stress to survive. We ship fast and discreet to your door. You'll have your food within days, too, not weeks or months. Our mission is your survival, and our food could definitely be a lifesaver when the peanut butter hits the fan. So don't wait. It's time to act. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.